The Geography of Bliss, One Grump's Search for the Happiest Places in the World. By Eric Weiner. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Geography of Bliss, One Grump's Search for the Happiest Places in the World is a travelogue by Eric Weiner. The book follows Weiner as he travels around the world in search of the happiest places on Earth. He visits countries such as Iceland, Qatar, India, Thailand, Moldova, and the Netherlands, and interviews locals to gain insight into their culture and way of life. He also speaks with experts in the field of happiness, such as psychologists, economists, and sociologists, to gain a better understanding of what makes people happy. Throughout his journey, Weiner discovers that happiness is not a one-size-fits-all concept, and that it is different for everyone. He also finds that the key to happiness is not necessarily money or material possessions, but rather a combination of factors such as contentment, gratitude, and meaningful relationships. The book is an entertaining and informative read, and provides readers with an interesting perspective on the concept of happiness. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The pursuit of happiness is a universal human endeavor. Eric Weiner embarks on a journey to explore the concept of happiness and to discover the happiest places in the world. The pursuit of happiness is a universal human endeavor, and Eric Weiner embarks on a journey to explore the concept of happiness and to discover the happiest places in the world. In his book, The Geography of Bliss, One Grump's Search for the Happiest Places in the World, Weiner travels to 12 countries to explore the idea of happiness and to find out what makes people in different places around the world happy. He visits places like Iceland, Qatar, India, Thailand, and Moldova, and interviews locals to gain insight into their lives and their perspectives on happiness. Through his travels, Weiner discovers that happiness is a complex concept, and that it is shaped by culture, geography, and history. He also finds that the happiest places in the world are not necessarily the wealthiest, and that money does not always bring happiness. Ultimately, Weiner's journey reveals that happiness is a subjective experience, and that it is something that must be sought out and cultivated in order to be achieved. Main idea number 2. Money does not necessarily equate to happiness. Weiner discovers that money does not always bring happiness, and that some of the happiest places in the world are not the wealthiest. In his book, The Geography of Bliss, One Grump's Search for the Happiest Places in the World, Eric Weiner discovers that money does not always equate to happiness. He visits some of the wealthiest countries in the world, only to find that the people living there are not necessarily the happiest. He also visits some of the poorest countries, and finds that the people living there are surprisingly content. He concludes that money does not necessarily equate to happiness, and that some of the happiest places in the world are not the wealthiest. Weiner's journey takes him to many different countries, and he discovers that the key to happiness is not necessarily money. He finds that the happiest places in the world are those that have strong social connections, a sense of purpose, and a feeling of contentment. He also finds that the happiest people are those who are able to appreciate the small things in life, and who are able to find joy in the everyday. He discovers that money does not always bring happiness, and that true happiness comes from within. Main idea number 3. The importance of relationships. Weiner finds that relationships are a key factor in determining happiness, and that having strong relationships with family and friends is essential for a happy life. Weiner argues that relationships are the most important factor in determining happiness. He believes that having strong relationships with family and friends is essential for a happy life. He notes that people who have strong relationships with their family and friends are more likely to be content and satisfied with their lives. He also points out that having meaningful relationships with others can help us to cope with difficult times and provide us with emotional support. Furthermore, he suggests that having meaningful relationships can help us to develop a sense of purpose and meaning in our lives. Weiner also emphasizes the importance of cultivating relationships with others. He argues that it is important to make time for our relationships and to invest in them. He suggests that we should be willing to give and receive love, and to be open to new relationships. He also encourages us to be generous with our time and energy, and to be willing to forgive and accept others. Finally, he suggests that we should strive to create meaningful connections with others, and to be open to learning from them. Main idea number 4. The power of contentment. Wiener discovers that contentment is a key factor in happiness, and that it is important to be content with what one has. In his book, The Geography of Bliss, One Grump's Search for the Happiest Places in the World, Erich Wiener discovers that contentment is a key factor in happiness. He finds that it is important to be content with what one has, rather than constantly striving for more. Wiener argues that contentment is a choice, and that it is possible to be content even in difficult circumstances. He also finds that contentment is closely linked to gratitude, and that those who are content are often more grateful for what they have. He believes that contentment is a powerful emotion that can lead to greater happiness and satisfaction in life. Wiener's exploration of contentment is an important reminder that happiness is not necessarily dependent on material wealth or success. He argues that contentment is a state of mind, and that it is possible to be content with what one has. He believes that contentment is a choice, and that it is possible to cultivate contentment even in difficult circumstances. He also finds that contentment is closely linked to gratitude, and that those who are content are often more grateful for what they have. Wiener's exploration of contentment is an important reminder that happiness is not necessarily dependent on material wealth or success. He argues that contentment is a state of mind, and that it is possible to be content with what one has. He believes that contentment is a powerful emotion that can lead to greater happiness and satisfaction in life. By understanding the power of contentment, we can learn to be more grateful for what we have and to be content with our lives. Main idea number 5. The role of culture. Wiener finds that culture plays an important role in determining happiness, and that different cultures have different ideas of what constitutes happiness. Wiener argues that culture plays a major role in determining happiness. He notes that different cultures have different ideas of what constitutes happiness, and that these ideas can vary greatly. For example, in some cultures, material wealth is seen as a sign of happiness, while in others, spiritual fulfillment is seen as more important. He also notes that different cultures have different ways of expressing happiness, such as through music, art, and literature. He argues that understanding the cultural context of happiness is essential to understanding what makes people happy. Wiener also argues that culture can be a source of both happiness and unhappiness. He notes that some cultures may have traditions or beliefs that can lead to unhappiness, such as the belief that women should be subservient to men. He also argues that some cultures may have a tendency to focus on the negative aspects of life, such as poverty or illness, rather than the positive aspects. He argues that understanding the cultural context of happiness is essential to understanding what makes people happy. Ultimately, Wiener argues that culture plays an important role in determining happiness, and that different cultures have different ideas of what constitutes happiness. He argues that understanding the cultural context of happiness is essential to understanding what makes people happy, and that it is important to recognize the potential sources of both happiness and unhappiness in different cultures. Main idea number 6. The importance of optimism. Wiener discovers that optimism is essential for happiness, and that having a positive outlook on life is important for achieving happiness. In his book, The Geography of Bliss, One Grump's Search for the Happiest Places in the World, Erich Wiener discovers that optimism is essential for happiness. He finds that having a positive outlook on life is important for achieving happiness. Wiener argues that optimism is a choice, and that it is possible to cultivate an optimistic attitude. He believes that optimism is a skill that can be learned and practiced, and that it is essential for leading a happy life. Wiener also argues that optimism is a form of resilience, and that it can help us to cope with difficult situations. He believes that optimism can help us to see the good in any situation, and to find the silver lining in any cloud. He argues that optimism can help us to stay focused on our goals, and to keep striving for success, even in the face of adversity. Ultimately, Wiener believes that optimism is essential for achieving happiness. He argues that having a positive outlook on life can help us to stay motivated and to keep striving for our goals. He believes that optimism can help us to find joy in life, even in the face of difficult circumstances. Main idea number 7. The role of religion. Wiener finds that religion can be a source of happiness, and that it can provide a sense of purpose and meaning in life. Wiener argues that religion can be a source of happiness, providing a sense of purpose and meaning in life. He notes that many of the happiest places he visited had strong religious traditions, and that the people he encountered there often found solace and joy in their faith. He also found that religion can be a source of comfort in times of distress, providing a sense of community and connection to something larger than oneself. He believes that religion can be a powerful force for good, and that it can be a source of strength and resilience in the face of adversity. Wiener also acknowledges that religion can be a source of conflict and division, and that it can be used to justify hatred and violence. He argues that it is important to recognize the potential for religion to be used for both good and bad, and to strive for a balance between the two. He believes that it is possible to find a way to use religion to bring people together, rather than to drive them apart. Main idea number 8. The power of nature. Wiener discovers that nature can be a source of happiness, and that spending time in nature can help to reduce stress and improve mental health. In his book, The Geography of Bliss, One Grump's Search for the Happiest Places in the World, Erich Wiener discovers that nature can be a powerful source of happiness. He finds that spending time in nature can help to reduce stress and improve mental health. He notes that people who live in close proximity to nature tend to be happier and healthier than those who don't. He also finds that people who take the time to appreciate nature, such as by going for a walk in the woods or taking a hike in the mountains, often report feeling more relaxed and content. Wiener's research suggests that nature can be a powerful source of joy and contentment. He finds that people who take the time to appreciate nature often report feeling more connected to the world around them, and that this connection can lead to a greater sense of well-being. He also finds that spending time in nature can help to reduce stress and improve mental health. By taking the time to appreciate the beauty of nature, we can find a sense of peace and contentment that can help us to cope with the stresses of everyday life. The power of nature is something that Wiener believes should not be overlooked. He finds that spending time in nature can be a powerful source of happiness and contentment, and that it can help to reduce stress and improve mental health. By taking the time to appreciate the beauty of nature, we can find a sense of peace and contentment that can help us to cope with the stresses of everyday life. Main idea number 9. The importance of leisure. Wiener finds that leisure activities are important for happiness, and that having time to relax and enjoy life is essential for achieving happiness. Wiener argues that leisure activities are essential for achieving happiness. He believes that having time to relax and enjoy life is a key factor in achieving a sense of contentment. He notes that leisure activities can help to reduce stress, provide a sense of accomplishment, and give us a chance to connect with others. He also believes that leisure activities can help us to appreciate the beauty of the world around us, and to find joy in the simple pleasures of life. Wiener also emphasizes the importance of leisure activities for mental and physical health. He argues that leisure activities can help to reduce anxiety and depression, and can even help to improve physical health. He believes that leisure activities can help us to stay active and engaged, and can help us to maintain a healthy lifestyle. Finally, he argues that leisure activities can help us to develop meaningful relationships with others, and can help us to find a sense of purpose and meaning in life. Main idea number 10. The role of work. Wiener discovers that work can be a source of happiness, and that having meaningful work can provide a sense of purpose and satisfaction. In his book The Geography of Bliss, One Grump's Search for the Happiest Places in the World, Erich Wiener discovers that work can be a source of happiness. He finds that having meaningful work can provide a sense of purpose and satisfaction. Wiener argues that work can be a source of joy, not just a means to an end. He believes that when people are engaged in meaningful work, they can find a sense of fulfillment and contentment. Wiener also finds that work can be a source of connection and community. He discovers that when people are engaged in meaningful work, they can form relationships with their colleagues and customers. This can lead to a sense of belonging and camaraderie. Furthermore, Wiener finds that work can be a source of pride and accomplishment. When people are engaged in meaningful work, they can take pride in their accomplishments and feel a sense of accomplishment. Ultimately, Wiener's research reveals that work can be a source of happiness. He finds that when people are engaged in meaningful work, they can find a sense of purpose and satisfaction. Furthermore, work can be a source of connection and community, as well as a source of pride and accomplishment. By understanding the role of work in our lives, we can find greater happiness and fulfillment. Main idea number 11. The power of gratitude. Wiener finds that gratitude is essential for happiness, and that being thankful for what one has can help to increase happiness. Wiener argues that gratitude is a powerful tool for increasing happiness. He believes that by taking the time to appreciate what we have, we can become more content with our lives. He cites research that shows that people who practice gratitude are more likely to experience positive emotions, have better relationships, and be more successful in their careers. He also notes that gratitude can help us to cope with difficult times, as it can help us to focus on the good things in our lives. Ultimately, Wiener believes that gratitude is an essential part of a happy life, and that by taking the time to be thankful for what we have, we can increase our overall happiness. Wiener also emphasizes the importance of expressing gratitude to others. He believes that by expressing our appreciation for the people in our lives, we can strengthen our relationships and create a more positive environment. He suggests that we take the time to thank those who have helped us, and to recognize the contributions of those around us. He believes that by expressing our gratitude, we can create a more positive atmosphere and foster a sense of connection with those around us. Ultimately, Wiener believes that gratitude is an essential part of a happy life. He argues that by taking the time to appreciate what we have, and to express our gratitude to those around us, we can increase our overall happiness and create a more positive environment. By doing so, we can create a more fulfilling life and experience greater joy. Main idea number 12. The importance of community. Wiener discovers that having a strong sense of community is important for happiness, and that feeling connected to others can help to increase happiness. In his book, The Geography of Bliss, One Grump's Search for the Happiest Places in the World, Eric Wiener discovers that having a strong sense of community is important for happiness. He finds that feeling connected to others can help to increase happiness, and that having a sense of belonging is essential for contentment. He notes that in many of the happiest places he visits, people have a strong sense of community and connection to one another. He finds that in these places, people are more likely to help each other out, and that there is a greater sense of trust and cooperation. He also finds that in these places, people are more likely to take part in activities that bring them together, such as festivals, parades, and other events. Wiener's findings suggest that having a strong sense of community is essential for happiness. He finds that when people feel connected to others, they are more likely to be content and satisfied with their lives. He also finds that having a sense of belonging can help to increase happiness, as it can provide a sense of security and comfort. Furthermore, he finds that when people are part of a community, they are more likely to take part in activities that bring them together, which can help to increase happiness. Overall, Wiener's findings suggest that having a strong sense of community is important for happiness. He finds that feeling connected to others can help to increase happiness, and that having a sense of belonging is essential for contentment. He also finds that when people are part of a community, they are more likely to take part in activities that bring them together, which can help to increase happiness. Main idea number 13. The role of humor. Wiener finds that humor can be a source of happiness, and that having a good sense of humor can help to reduce stress and improve mental health. In his book The Geography of Bliss, One Grump's Search for the Happiest Places in the World, Eric Wiener explores the role of humor in finding happiness. He finds that humor can be a powerful source of joy, and that having a good sense of humor can help to reduce stress and improve mental health. He notes that humor can be used to cope with difficult situations, to lighten the mood, and to bring people together. He also finds that humor can be used to challenge the status quo, to point out the absurdities of life, and to make us think about the world in a different way. Ultimately, Wiener argues that humor is an essential part of the human experience, and that it can be a powerful tool for finding happiness. Main idea number 14. The power of music. Wiener discovers that music can be a source of happiness, and that listening to music can help to reduce stress and improve mental health. In his book, The Geography of Bliss, One Grump's Search for the Happiest Places in the World, Eric Wiener explores the power of music and its ability to bring joy and happiness to people. He discovers that music can be a source of happiness, and that listening to music can help to reduce stress and improve mental health. He finds that music can be a powerful tool to help people cope with difficult emotions, and that it can even help to create a sense of community and connection. He also finds that music can be used to express emotions and to create a sense of belonging. Wiener's research shows that music can be a powerful force for good in our lives. He finds that it can be used to bring people together, to create a sense of joy and happiness, and to help us cope with difficult emotions. He also finds that music can be used to express our feelings and to create a sense of belonging. In short, Wiener's research shows that music can be a powerful source of happiness and can be used to improve our mental health and well-being. Main idea number 15. The importance of exercise. Wiener finds that exercise is important for happiness, and that regular physical activity can help to reduce stress and improve mental health. In his book The Geography of Bliss, One Grump's Search for the Happiest Places in the World, Eric Wiener argues that exercise is an important factor in achieving happiness. He explains that regular physical activity can help to reduce stress and improve mental health. Exercise can also help to boost self-esteem and confidence, and can even help to improve sleep quality. Additionally, exercise can help to increase energy levels and improve overall physical health. Wiener believes that exercise is an important part of a healthy lifestyle, and that it can be a powerful tool for achieving happiness. Wiener also notes that exercise can be a great way to connect with others. He explains that exercising with friends or family can be a great way to bond and build relationships. Exercise can also be a great way to meet new people and make new friends. Additionally, exercise can be a great way to explore new places and cultures. Wiener believes that exercise can be a great way to explore the world and find joy in the process. Overall, Wiener argues that exercise is an important part of achieving happiness. He believes that regular physical activity can help to reduce stress and improve mental health, as well as boost self-esteem and confidence. Exercise can also be a great way to connect with others and explore new places and cultures. By incorporating exercise into our daily lives, we can take an important step towards achieving happiness. Main idea number 16. The role of creativity. Wiener discovers that creativity can be a source of happiness, and that engaging in creative activities can help to reduce stress and improve mental health. In his book The Geography of Bliss, One Grump's Search for the Happiest Places in the World, Eric Wiener explores the idea that creativity can be a source of happiness. He finds that engaging in creative activities can help to reduce stress and improve mental health. Wiener argues that creativity is a form of self-expression, and that it can be a powerful tool for self-discovery and personal growth. He believes that creativity can help us to find meaning in our lives, and to connect with others in meaningful ways. He also suggests that creativity can be a source of joy and satisfaction, and that it can help us to find a sense of purpose and fulfillment. Ultimately, Wiener believes that creativity can be a powerful force for good in our lives, and that it can help us to find true happiness. Main idea number 17. The power of giving. Wiener finds that giving can be a source of happiness, and that helping others can provide a sense of purpose and satisfaction. The power of giving is an idea that Eric Wiener explores in his book, The Geography of Bliss, One Grump's Search for the Happiest Places in the World. Wiener finds that giving can be a source of happiness, and that helping others can provide a sense of purpose and satisfaction. He argues that when we give, we are not only helping others, but also ourselves. He believes that when we give, we are investing in our own happiness, as it can bring us a sense of joy and fulfillment. Wiener also suggests that giving can be a form of self-care. He believes that when we give, we are taking care of ourselves, as it can help us to feel connected to something larger than ourselves. He argues that when we give, we are investing in our own well-being, as it can bring us a sense of purpose and satisfaction. Ultimately, Wiener believes that giving can be a powerful source of happiness. He argues that when we give, we are not only helping others, but also ourselves. He believes that when we give, we are investing in our own happiness, as it can bring us a sense of joy and fulfillment. Main idea number 18. The importance of sleep. Wiener discovers that getting enough sleep is important for happiness, and that having a regular sleep schedule can help to reduce stress and improve mental health. In his book, The Geography of Bliss, One Grump's Search for the Happiest Places in the World, Eric Wiener discovers that getting enough sleep is an important factor in achieving happiness. He finds that having a regular sleep schedule can help to reduce stress and improve mental health. He notes that when people are deprived of sleep, they become irritable, anxious, and unable to concentrate. He also finds that getting enough sleep can help to improve physical health, as it helps to regulate hormones and strengthen the immune system. Wiener also finds that having a regular sleep schedule can help to improve productivity and creativity. He notes that when people are well rested, they are better able to focus and think more clearly. He also finds that getting enough sleep can help to improve memory and learning, as it helps to consolidate memories and process information more effectively. Overall, Wiener finds that getting enough sleep is an important factor in achieving happiness. He finds that having a regular sleep schedule can help to reduce stress and improve mental and physical health, as well as improve productivity and creativity. Therefore, it is important to prioritize getting enough sleep in order to achieve optimal health and happiness. Main idea number 19. The role of adventure. Wiener finds that adventure can be a source of happiness, and that having new experiences can help to reduce stress and improve mental health. In his book The Geography of Bliss, One Grump's Search for the Happiest Places in the World, Eric Wiener explores the idea that adventure can be a source of happiness. He argues that having new experiences can help to reduce stress and improve mental health. Wiener believes that adventure can be found in the everyday, and that it doesn't have to involve a grand journey or a daring feat. He suggests that even small changes, such as taking a different route to work or trying a new cuisine, can be enough to bring a sense of adventure and joy into our lives. Wiener also believes that adventure can be found in the unfamiliar. He encourages readers to explore new places, meet new people, and try new things. He believes that these experiences can help to broaden our horizons and open us up to new possibilities. He argues that adventure can be a source of growth and self-discovery, and that it can help us to become more resilient and better equipped to handle life's challenges. Ultimately, Wiener believes that adventure can be a powerful tool for finding happiness. He encourages readers to embrace the unknown and to seek out new experiences. He believes that adventure can help us to find joy in the everyday and to live life to the fullest. Main idea number 20. The power of mindfulness. Wiener discovers that mindfulness is essential for happiness, and that being mindful of the present moment can help to reduce stress and improve mental health. In his book The Geography of Bliss, One Grump's Search for the Happiest Places in the World, Eric Wiener discovers that mindfulness is essential for happiness. He finds that being mindful of the present moment can help to reduce stress and improve mental health. Mindfulness is the practice of being aware of one's thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations in the present moment. It involves paying attention to the present moment without judgment or criticism. By being mindful, one can become more aware of their thoughts and feelings, and can better manage their emotions and reactions to situations. Mindfulness can also help to reduce stress and anxiety. By being mindful of the present moment, one can become more aware of their thoughts and feelings, and can better manage their reactions to stressful situations. Mindfulness can also help to improve focus and concentration, as it encourages one to be present in the moment and to be aware of their thoughts and feelings. Additionally, mindfulness can help to improve relationships, as it encourages one to be more aware of their own thoughts and feelings, as well as those of others. Overall, mindfulness is an essential tool for achieving happiness and improving mental health. By being mindful of the present moment, one can become more aware of their thoughts and feelings, and can better manage their emotions and reactions to situations. Additionally, mindfulness can help to reduce stress and anxiety, improve focus and concentration, and improve relationships.